Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.
Recording? Okay, so it's supposed to be white.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Okay, here we are. Smooth drama on a Tuesday night.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. Just double checking.
I don't know. Shit, is it?
You hanging out on a Monday or Wednesday? That'd be all right?
No.
All
right. Can't throw on a schedule. It's even Thursday. You're confusing hell out of me.
I don't want to do that. You know, not that I'm saying that it's easy to confuse you.
No, it's very simple to confuse you.
I'm sure we've had a full day today. Most folks have been doing the final chapter in the Michael Jackson saga and the funeral. And all
saga?
Yeah. Hopefully it's the final chapter and my man could just go away.
I know. Not go away.
I'm saying
they can leave him alone now.
Get it out of the media so the family can start the grieving process, the real grieving process, without you paparazzi people jumping out the bushes, taking their pictures and shit.
Jumping out the bushes?
Yeah, jumping out the bushes. Hey, lucky ain't caveman days. Crack a paparazzi outside the head. Shit. Let folks cry when it's time to cry. The love one's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hope everybody had a good weekend. I know a lot of people also were shocked by the Steve McNair passing. Homicide. Suicide.
Yeah.
That was different. I would have never thought that he would have gone out like that, but I guess that's one of the things you just never know.
Why? How did you think he was?
I mean, he was killed in an apartment just chilling.
He had to have been more than just chilling.
Well, no, I mean, obviously it was the girlfriend and whatnot. And I mean, there's speculation out there that...
No, she found, allegedly, she found the gun, right?
No, the evidence is saying that she actually bought the gun.
Oh, it was her gun?
It was her gun that she bought and that she shot him because his gunshot wounds were conducive to a gun being real close to him, and then her wounds, it said, were from a gun on the head. So yeah.
He was holding a gun to her head, and
no, she killed him,
right.
And then killed herself.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how many times did she shoot him?
I think she got a couple of them off. And then once it was established that he was dead, she went and took care of herself, allegedly. That's the story that the cops are giving us.
Allegedly.
You know, you never know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. You just can never tell what the real is.
Right.
Nowadays, especially, you know, with cops and what they do and people and what they do, you gotta wonder. It was just unfortunate to hear that he died that way.
He retired from football, didn't he?
Yeah.
How long ago?
I believe he retired last year.
Oh, last year?
Yeah. Yeah, because, 2 years ago he played for Baltimore.
Right.
And, he got hurt again, whatnot, barely finished the season, and then it was time for him to call it quits.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So, to the McNair family, we send out our condolences.
A lot of people pass away lately.
Well, people die every day.
I know. But
it's one of those things. Yeah.
Well, for those of you that are just tuning in or haven't seen our posts on Facebook or Twitter, we have Mickey with an M, Howard, on the show this evening. We're going to be calling her about 9:15. And if you want to call in and ask questions, please do. The number is
646-929-2037.
Or you can also email us at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And we will, or you can blog us on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're in the chat room on Livecast watching our show, you can type in your little question and we will be sure to ask her on the show. So for those of you that don't know who Mickey Howard is, she is an artist, a singer. Does she act?
Yes, she's acted in a few movies that you haven't seen.
I have not seen. So what movies?
She was in Malcolm X.
I've seen it.
And she was also in Poetic Justice.
Who was in that movie with her?
Poetic Justice was the Janet Jackson. Tupac.
Okay. Oh, I did see a portion of that movie, not the whole thing, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are the two movies that she was in?
Yeah. She was Billie Holiday in Malcolm X.
Oh, okay.
Not that you would know.
No, I saw a portion of it. I never see full movies because I can't sit still for long enough.
Butter has ABBBBBB.
Yeah, butter has it. Butter has ABBB.
Yeah.
BBB.
Yeah. Yeah, it means she can sit still for about 3.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, to get her to do the show, you have to strap her into the chair.
Mm-hmm.
She
he has to bribe me with candy.
Yeah, that too.
He puts candy in front of me, and then I sit still for candy.
Yeah, so you are a bored woman.
A what?
A bored woman.
I'm a bored woman.
Yeah, you get bored really easy.
I do. I have to admit, I do get bored easily.
Well, luckily, you're not as bored as a woman in Minnesota.
What does a woman in Minnesota do?
She is facing felony charges after your family is allegedly prank calling her 69-year-old grandmother 45 times in one day, threatening to kill her.
Why on earth would she do that?
She told
the boy
she was bored and wanted to have some fun.
So did the grandmother call the police?
Well, it was the woman and a 20-year-old friend who were also facing charges for allegedly calling the woman.
Now, how can you not prove that she did it? You have phone records, okay, it can't be allegedly.
Well, they say alleged, I guess, that innocent.
Until proven guilty. Okay, so get the phone records and prove her guilty.
Yeah. She says stuff like, I'm going to kill you, you're going to die.
So is the grandmother pressing charges?
Yeah. She's facing 5 felony counts, including harassment.
So what are the other felons that she did?
I don't know.
The other 4.
Yeah. They didn't really list them.
I want to know. I mean, 5 felony counts for is I prank calling against the law?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, shit. How many times? 45 times?
Yeah, 45 times. I mean, but what's amazing is that it's her mother.
What?
It's her mother.
Her,
I mean,
thought it was her grandmother.
It's her grandmother.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, my bad. It's her grandmother.
Dad.
How do you attack or harass your own grandmother? You have to be pretty low on the totem pole.
For, yeah.
This is your grandma that you're calling for. You and
but
your
But now think about it. Her grandma is going to press charges. So she got to be pretty... Some of them, they must have had a falling out.
Well, I mean, she said she wanted to scare her grandmother, but didn't want her dead. She said she knew it was wrong, but not illegal.
Well, 45 flipping times.
I mean,
Speed dial, speed dial, speed dial?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I get the whole, if you wanted to, you know, I've done the crank calling people where you just pick up a phone book and you just start dialing folks. But this was back in the day before caller ID and all that. So you couldn't really be traced. You didn't do that kind of thing.
So now you need to start 69.
Right. See, I'm talking about before I'm dating myself. I'm talking about before all this technology.
You're dating yourself?
I'm
no,
dating.
It's not.
Yeah.
Dick, you're dating yourself.
Dick dating.
Dick dating. Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
That could be a reality show.
Dick dating?
Dick dating. Not dictating. Dick dating.
All right.
We have to revisit that whole the festival, the ball festival.
Why?
Because do they have it every year?
They have it every year.
Thing. Where
yeah.
at?
This
Where was that?
It was in the Fresno area.
Oh, it was in California.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ready to eat some?
No, I didn't say I wanted. No, not especially. Now, if you were going to say something else.
Well, I mean, they start off as hairy balls, and then.
Then you said you have to boil them.
Not me. I have to boil them.
Well, somebody has to boil them. I can't handle the smell of boiling chicken. Oh my God. The smell of boiling balls. Bull balls. No. Couldn't do it. And then you have to peel them?
Peeling the hair off, man. It is hairy balls.
Peeling the hair. I mean, just the sound of just peeling hair off of anything. It doesn't even necessarily have to be balls, but to say that you have to peel. When I tell people I'm going to get my eyebrows waxed, you know, I get the hair waxed off my face. That doesn't sound so bad. But when you said you have to peel back hair off some balls.
Well, that's basically they're waxing bull balls.
You have to boil them first.
Well, they're tenderizing them.
You're not.
They're tenderizing the balls.
What? She's one of the whackers.
But no, but you ruined the balls. See, the
he
whacked
it with that meat.
The balls are,
I don't know.
They're like meatballs. And so people, they want my balls all smashed up. You want some smashed up balls.
Did you just say my balls?
I'm saying, speaking in third person, okay? If you are someone who's predisposed to eating balls,
how every once in a while you get a piece of chicken that still has a little bit of hair on it? That freaks me out. I mean, I can't even imagine,
That's all on you, man. That is all on you.
Oh, God.
I don't have that issue at all.
You don't have an issue eating balls with hair in them?
Yeah. You got jokes. No, I'm not eating.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They have this once a year. Wow. Do they have it in the summer? Did it say when they have them?
No, man. It's the fall thing.
The fall festival.
Okay.
The fall ball.
Anybody out there who is interested in hanging out with Butter at the ball festival, at the Bull Ball Festival in Fresno, break us off a call at 646-929-2037. And y'all can get it popping. You might even get it. Boil some balls.
We'll cover the ball festival.
Yeah, you tell me how that goes.
Yeah, we'll cover the hairy ball festival.
Hopefully they don't have a food fight.
Yeah. God, you guys are throwing balls. Why do you have a bruise on your head? I got hit in the head with the ball. A bull ball. A hairy bull ball. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It would be different if you said a hairy blue ball.
Speaking of balls, I just got one more thing.
Uh-uh.
I just got one more thing. This in Malaysia, I guess they was trying to do something different. They the health ministry officials raided a company in Kuala Lumpur that marketed some coffee that was laced with Viagra.
What?
Yeah, they said that 900 confiscated boxes were containing some 9,000 coffee packets that were Viagra laced. And it had been distributed nationwide.
Who was the coffee maker?
They don't say who the coffee maker is.
Starbucks.
Yeah. You drink some Starbucks, you're like, whoa! Who's my call?
Honey, let's go home. Our coffee bean.
Yeah, they said it was more than $22,000 and $20,000 worth of coffee.
How much?
$20,000 in U.S. It was $72,000 ringgit, which I'm going to assume is the currency in Malaysia. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, because you figure that was probably the number one coffee. He's like, man, you drink this coffee?
Dang it.
Right. You're ready to go.
It's an aphrodisiac, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably see women just want to hang out.
But
at that, well, that would be the guys hanging out. But the women want to hang out at the coffee shop because everybody's so vibrant and
vibrant.
Plucky.
Plucky?
Plucky.
Plucky.
Yeah.
What the hell is plucky?
They energetic.
Plucky?
Plucky. Just roll with plucky.
Punky?
No.
Plunky.
Plucky.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. Plucky.
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 I've never heard that word before.
Okay.
Plucky.
Well, now you heard. So, if anybody who got any of this coffee from
hit us up.
Malaysia.
We want to come to your house for coffee.
No. It depends.
On what? On what? If they're serving bull balls?
Hey. No. You go to the wrong person. I mean, you could be like that scene in Pulp Fiction where they're breaking out the gimp on you. Yeah, I know.
I didn't see that. Not
me. That was good.
I saw the whole dancing part thing.
I figured you'd see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, moving right along. We need to give our guest, Mickey. Mickey, was it?
Mickey. Mickey Howard. Say it.
Okay, so we're going to give Mickey Howard a call. Mickey Howard.
Come on down. Next contestant on
Smooth Drama. Yeah, it was. That's very gay.
Happy like gay.
Hello. This is her sister who's calling.
This is Andrea. Oops, what if it's on? We were scheduled to do an interview with Smooth Drama.
Is this the radio station?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you want to hold on, I'll go get it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Inside.
All right.
Don't laugh at me. serious.
No, I you know, I agree with you.
He supported everything, and he exemplified every talent that an African-American developed from being a slave, you know, from Africa and all that stuff, you know. This is what we developed into, and he made it totally acceptable, and he exemplified everything that we are. So it was amazing. So tonight I'm totally drunk on his behalf because he didn't drink enough because he wouldn't need no shot. But anyway.
All right. So did you attend the funeral procession?
Huh?
Did you attend the funeral?
Oh, no. That is garbage. I am right up there with Diana Ross and Elizabeth Taylor, honey. We do not have to attend no funeral to give our farewell wishes to Mike and our love and our prayers, really. Now, it was just chaotic, and, you know, certainly there were people there that will not have an opportunity later to express their grief and condolences to the family, and I have all the time in the world to do that. The Jacksons have been a part of my life and my career since I was 16 years old. And in fact, my dad, Joe Jackson, was my first manager and the first person that really pushed and believed in me. And by having 100% of what that family had to offer has made me who I am today.
Okay.
So what are you working on now?
I'm doing a CD and I'm also writing a book. And I just did a movie called April Fools. I played a mother, which is exciting because that's why I played since I was 18 years old. And now I'm not a mother. I get to play once. You know, after the kids are grown and gone, yeah. So I'm doing it like that and embarking on some new music. You know, the music industry is so different today. The record companies are almost dinosaurs or fossils, as we tend to call them around in this business. And certainly when you're over 40, if you're not super duper, then you're certainly not heard from again. So, but things being as they are.
Well, I'll just say this. You got skills. It doesn't matter how old you are. When you got skills, you got skills. It don't matter.
This is the truth.
And I gotta do something because my sister is like she de-aged 20 years when I told her that you was gonna be on my show. She's like, oh my God, Mickey Howard. Oh, I love her. I think
she should have regressed.
That's what I said. She regressed. She went down 20 years. She's a teenager again when I told her about you. She's, oh my God, Mickey Howard. I love Mickey Howard.
That is so fabulous.
So just so you know, nobody's forgotten about you.
What are you doing?
Now, I know you just said you're working on, you just finished this movie, April Fool's. And,
yes.
And is this something that's going to be in the theaters or straight to DVD? Or?
Honey, I don't know. I know it's a black independent film, and it's really good, and I am in it.
Okay.
And that's all I know. I don't know.
Yeah, we just trying to check you out, that's all.
Check me out, dude. Google my ass. Google Mickey Hill. Not Mickey out, Mickey Hill.
I was going to say, you know, I saw you in Malcolm X, and I thought you was Billie Holiday to a T.
Thank you so much. She's certainly one of my inspirations and heroes. Wow.
So,
Kyle, I'm out here in Beverly Hills, and these girls as little as I don't know what.
What?
I mean, they stand up in the car, they look like my children.
Well, yeah. They might. Well, no, I don't.
I'm telling you, they're tiny, like 5 feet.
But didn't you say we're in California, right?
I am, man.
Yeah, isn't this?
Well, somebody just dropped a scrunchie on the ground.
Right, isn't that the home of throwing up after you eat a sandwich?
Well, no.
Well, I ain't
talking about
you.
I'm not even telling them to pay too much for it to be throwing it up, honey.
Hey, I'm with you. But I'm just
saying, I'd rather not eat at all if I got to throw it up.
You know that we got a culture where there's some folks that they don't want to eat their food.
Yeah.
To taste it, I guess.
I'm going to introduce you to my very new artist named Tony Walker. He's amazing, amazing, and he's going to have a CD out in 3 months. And he has worked with me and so many fabulous artists ever, including Etta James and In Vogue. He's wonderful. So he's having his new CD come out in 3 months, and his name is Tony Walker. And I want to just say hello so you'll at least have a tag when his record come out.
Okay.
Hey, hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Mr. Walker, how you doing, sir?
I am fine. As you see, I'm having a wonderful night.
You're the designated driver.
Yes. Well, actually, Nikki is not as full as you guys think she is.
No.
She's very aware. She's very, very aware. If she handed the phone over willingly, she is sober.
I'm just kidding.
So it sounds like you guys are having a good time.
Yes, all is well. I think we're here at the Albie Shore.
The Albie
Shore. Album release party at the Aqua Lounge. And,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I've always been compared to him visually. So this was a privilege.
Oh, you're young and you're back.
Just to be able to come here unannounced.
Oh, my goodness, let me climb.
Nikki Howard is officially probably the coolest, craziest, sexy person you'll ever meet. Honestly. Yes, crazy, crazy. But like she said, I am. My name is Tony Walker. And I will have a CD coming out really soon, so hopefully you guys get a hold of it and love it. I'm working very hard.
Hey, when you get your CD, man, just give us a call. You're welcome.
I promise.
And sing. Show us what you got.
I promise you guys will like it as... That's Etta James. She said, boy, you can sign. So we'll see.
While we got you on the air, why don't you drop a verse?
Drop a note or two.
I see us in the park during the summer days. That's how you get right now.
I
don't want to go. You that's how you get right now.
Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to that in a couple months.
Yes.
You may
start
the ship in her
seat.
Yeah. Mickey's also, yeah. Mickey, here's Mickey.
Thank you.
He's amazing, I'm telling you. That's my guy.
All right.
And you're...
How's the chicken and greens?
What did you say?
I have to go back inside and greet now.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Well, we were glad that we were able to talk to you. Have a good time. Be safe.
I'm doing it for Mike. That's my guy.
Right.
My big brother. Actually, he's older than me. I love that fact. But I love Mike, and we're about to pour one out for the boy. And I love everybody, and thanks so much for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for being on it, and have a good time.
Anytime.
I said, yeah.
Night
night.
To holler.
Huh?
I say anytime you want to come back, give us a holler.
I shall.
All right. Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
That was Mickey Howard.
Having a really good time.
Uncut.
Very uncut. At Albie Shore's release party. I didn't realize that he was.
I didn't know he was still making music.
Oh, yeah, he's still making music because he's put the CD in... the Urban Network bag that was being handed out.
I'm not dissing. I've just never been an Albie Shore fan. So
that was a while ago. He was, but yeah, that was Mickey Howard. Everybody, for those of you that missed that,
Wild and Uncut.
Very Wild and Uncut. But she's at a album release party for Albie Shore, and they're grieving Michael Jackson. So. We got to have a little bit of time with her, although her assistant. I want an assistant, man.
You want an assistant?
I want an assistant.
All right.
My phone.
People out there, Butter is looking for an assistant.
I'm looking for an assistant.
Somebody who can answer the phone for her and hand her the phone.
And hand me the phone or even hold it up to my
ear. Those are very, very, very important things.
Very important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm too lazy to answer my own damn phone. Hey, the other man.
What are you trying to say?
Look, you know, if I had something to say, I'd say it.
Yeah, okay.
She called you a condom.
Yeah, I know. That's the first time I've ever been there. She was like a dick in the hood. All right.
Well, I have to admit, anytime that I talk to someone that's going to be on the show, I have to tell them, you know, it's a very kind of candid show. My name is Butter Pecan, and my co-host is Dick, and I say it real slow, and I enunciate every syllable, Dick Hugger. They kind of, huh? I go, okay, let me say it again. Dick Hugger. And then what precedes that is, if you want to clown his name, you can.
I have no problem with it. I got big shoulders.
Now, who was it that would not call you by your name? They kept calling you. He said your name was D.H. Silky.
Silky. Yes. Silky.
Well, he refused to call you by your name, just called you D.H. I'm like, okay, well, she called you a condom.
I understand. He didn't want to say Dick. It's cool.
Sometimes I don't want to say Dick. Sometimes I just feel like saying all the time.
Oh, yes, all praise Dick.
All praise
Dick.
Bow to Dick.
Yes, you hold Dick to a left standard.
Uh-huh. D.H. Condom
D.H.
Did
oh.
she call you what? A dick?
We got a call?
Oh, we got a caller.
Okay, hold on a second.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling to see about this assistant position you're talking about. How much you paying?
Well, nothing.
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 Oh,
no. In the beginning, here's a little interview. In the beginning, nothing, and then you can get a raise up to nothing, and go even higher to nothing.
You can't even offer a glass of water with some ice?
Oh, yeah, I can offer you introductions to some people, and maybe go on the road with us. There you go.
Road trip!
It sounds like some pipe dreams to me,
But you'll have to fight that position. You'll have to fight my road dog, Tammy, for that position to go on the road. And, you know, and when
I can do all the work, answer the phone for you and all that, but when it's time to go on the road.
She actually makes sure that I stay out of trouble. No, you know what? She didn't do a very good job in that.
Right. Girl fight.
She put me on a plane truck.
Man, that's crazy. I remember when you had Sombrano Ben on the show, you said when he was putting his request out for the woman he wanted, you said 60? You take someone with 60? So I thought you was going to be paying for this assistant position.
Oh, that's a bitch. So you want to apply for that position with him, but that's for my assistant position. You start off at nothing. You can get a raise to nothing.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm here to tell you.
It's gourmet ice water.
Oh, gourmet ice water. Wow. Yeah. Your search continues.
Thanks for applying.
<Goodbye.
laughs> You had to get out there.
Right, you put that out there. Thank you, Colin.
How much do you want to say? Nothing. Can you fail the mention that way?
Yeah, I'm thinking that you're not going to get a lot of applicants.
Well, it's nice to know that we have listeners out there who are actually listening. She was an assistant. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of assistants.
Yes.
Not assistants. Assistants. I was going to say, first I was going to say, speaking of Ben Sembrano,
what about him?
I actually watched some of the triathlon this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Man,
grueling.
I bowed down to Ben, if you listening or don't listen again, I bow down to you.
Dick bows down to you, Ben.
Oh, my God. I was watching it. I got tired watching it. I was like, shit, they swim for about 2 years, and then they get out.
2 years.
Then they get out, then they run, then they get on the bike and ride the damn bike, and then they run again, and then they jump in the water again. I was like, shit, man, I need a break.
Hell no.
Woo.
And then he stopped doing that and went to bicycling.
Well, shit, that's a step down.
You should see some of his posts on Facebook. Shoot. Where he, I went on a 60-mile ride. Oh, hell no, I didn't went to a 60-mile ride in the car.
Right. That's almost unbearable thinking about.
Oh, shit.
In
the mountains of Hawaii. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So,
triathletes,
even the ones who come in like last place, you are the shit.
That would be Dick.
Hey, I'm saying, no, that wouldn't even be me because I'm not competing.
Why were you watching that?
I was watching it on TV.
Why?
It was on TV.
You decided to watch it.
Yeah. It was cool. I got nothing against. I mean, basketball season is over, although it is summer league right now, but it's not on TV.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I just want to say, you TV stations, y'all should have some damn summer
league. Now, what was that comment that you made about UVerse?
Yeah, UVerse don't even have NBA TV. I don't know, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it hurts my feelings.
Oh.
You know, if you cut me, a basketball going to fall out my vein.
Dick got hurt. Hurt Dick.
Yeah, I need some eternal salvation.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually a reality show game.
Oh, no.
Yes, there's Turkish TV.
These turkeys.
Hey, Turkish TV. They're doing a reality show which offers, I guess, bigger than fame and fortune, you get eternal salvation.
What?
Yes.
This is in Turkey.
Yes, they're in Turkish television, Kanal T, I guess Kanal TV, is launching a game show where a Muslim imam, a Christian priest.
What's up? Imam.
A Christian priest, a rabbi, and a Buddhist monk try to convert 10 atheists. Converts win the pilgrimage of their chosen faith.
Who the hell thought of that?
Right. Mecca for Muslims.
You know, were they just all sitting there, hey, let's get a monk, a priest, and an imam together.
I'll get the rabbi,
and so I'll get them in one room. Now throw some atheists in there.
And see if you can turn them out. I mean, basically.
We'll throw some of that coffee that was
Don't lock them in the room with the coffee. Drink this.
We'll see you in a week. You tell us if you're all converted. Now, it may not be you be converted in
religion. Hey, I'm not going there on that. I'm just saying, it's a really bad idea.
To what?
To do this reality show.
Yeah.
I mean, I would question the quote-unquote atheist who would agree
to do this.
It's like, you must
be doing
it. It
makes me wonder if they're really atheists, though.
Right.
Yeah, it's not really a reality show.
Well, the Turkish population is the majority Muslim. So the Muslim population there weren't very happy about it.
I would say not.
Yeah, because, you know, they, of course, feel like this is disrespectful to not only their religion, but all religions in general.
Right.
I mean, doing a reality show, that's something when you start talking about people's faith, spirituality, whatnot, that shouldn't be put out there to
the public.
Well, not to the public, but just as, you know, as trivialized, like, hey, we gonna have fun with it. It's like you imagine American Idol, how they had those people that do those bad renditions of songs, and then all of a sudden you have the atheists who say something. Well, you can name a bunch of people besides Williams. That was terrible.
He just happened to capital.
Yeah, I
and
wish.
The terribleness.
Yes, I wish I'd have been Mr. Hum.
Dick want to be Hum.
You very love it.
Dick just announced he want to be Hum. And capitalize on it.
Hey, well, you know. Speaking of Hum, there's I watch HBO. I have HBO, and there's a show called Hum.
Hum. Wait, no, just the way you said
that. The show
Hung.
Is called Hum.
Okay, and what's it about?
And it's about a man who falls on hard times. So he goes to a self-development class. And they tell you, you got to capitalize on what you have. And he's like, I've got a big dick.
So.
And so, basically, he's a prostitute.
So they call it, what channel is this?
HBO. It's called.
What time does it come on?
It comes on Sunday.
On what time?
HBO, it comes on, depends on which HBO you looking at.
Oh, my God, HBO's
are there. It's like 8-6. Yeah, it comes on at 6, at 7, at 9, at 10.
I mean, now, is this a rated show?
Well, it's KTV, so it doesn't really matter.
Then they show this during the day?
Yeah, they show it during the day.
Okay.
Now,
is there full frontal?
Well, you see his ass in the because he's taking off his clothes. In the you know how they do the walk up, they do the theme song, whatever. He's taking off his clothes.
Okay.
And then he jumps into the pool naked.
Well, all right. You would think then they have to get that angle just right if he says that he's hung.
Well, I doubt they're going to show that.
Well, I don't know. Shit, they named the damn show Hung.
Yeah, they named it Hung, but I doubt they're going to show that.
But, okay, and what about women? Do they show him with women?
Yeah, of course they do.
Then what the hell? Why can't they show a man then?
Well, hey, have you ever seen Oz?
No.
Oz is a show about prison. Lord knows there was way too much frontal nudity in Oz.
Okay, yes. But they think it's okay to just show a woman all the time.
But, you see, that's not really, I mean, showing the women, it's a sexist world. Come on now. You're lucky that you're an American and that you can actually say something. We was in another country, I would have smacked you in the mouth already.
I knew.
Shut up.
And I knew.
Right. But see, that's what I'm saying. So, and that's always been there. But there's a bunch of shows where they show male frontal nudity.
Well, maybe we call that rated X.
No. Oz.
I don't know. I haven't seen Oz.
Yes, Oz was a series. On HBO, and Lord knows, every show, there was ding-wang swinging back and forth.
But it was about prison.
Yeah, it was
about men's
prison. It was men's prison.
Do that again?
No. The point is, what I'm saying is, now, not only Hung, but there's a show that I watch called Weeds. which is about a suburban.
What the hell did you watch?
No, but see, I'm going to make a point here. The show Weeds is about a suburban woman who loses her husband, and so she starts selling marijuana to make ends meet.
Okay.
Now, you know, they go into in-depth in her life, and they show her, and it's comedic and all this other stuff, but there's a social commentary, and I have to get on my soapbox here.
Okay. Yeah, I need
a soapbox. I have a problem with these shows where you got the male prostitute, you got the female marijuana dealer, but when you show people who are not of Caucasian heritage, they're looked at and demeaned when you see these shows, whatnot. I mean, they show the drug dealers in bad light. Oh, they're a scourge to the community. They're the worst. Whereas in these shows, they're just, I mean, even there's the other show, Big Love, where the dude he's a Mormon and he's got three wives. When they show people who are not of Caucasian heritage. Yeah, he's a pimp. And I'm like, the guy from Big Love is a pimp. He's got three wives. He's working on getting a fourth one.
I don't see it how. Well, I don't see it that way.
Okay.
Because I know people. I actually know a couple of people that aren't Mormon, and they have more than one wife.
Okay. Well, I'm not railing on that, because culturally, in olden times, I mean, in some cultures, women could have more than one husband. And men having more than one wife, that was something that was common.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm not really on that. I mean, because people's cultures are people's cultures. I don't diss people's cultures.
Okay.
I'm talking about a portrayal. And a lack of people protesting or talking bad about the show. You know, these shows are praised. And I'm saying, okay, you can praise these shows because they go in depth and they show all the complexities, and that these are just regular people who are in these situations. And I'm like, when we look in society, a lot of people look at we talk about the marijuana should be legal. Folks look at people who smoke weed like they are the scourge of the earth.
Right.
And I don't understand that. But we can show this show on HBO that your kids and mine can see at 6 o'clock.
That's why I'm a little concerned about that, because they're portraying that it's okay,
right?
But yet, you know, you see these cop shows. What was it, Cops? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, them chasing down a weed dealer.
Right.
But it's okay to show it on HBO.
Right, because it's comedic.
It is.
Yeah, it's a comedy show, and if I will challenge anybody out there, any listeners, you know, check out not the show, but check out the reviews for the show. That's where I'm at. I mean, because we talk about social commentary, but social commentary isn't for 100% of the population. And I think that's where we got to disconnect. That's it. I'm off the soapbox.
Okay. Calm down now.
Because I'm feeling crystal clean now.
Okay, you're on your soapbox. Okay.
Yeah, I was on my soapbox for a minute. I'm just saying, social commentary. We praise this, but we diss this in real life. But we praise it when other people do it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Speaking of badness, this is the funny story of, I guess, people. There was a couple, a 34-year-old woman who lives with a 16-year-old girl, which doesn't sound right in the beginning. But a 34-year-old woman was screaming. And so the 16-year-old girl heard the 34-year-old screaming and hollering and making obscene noises like she was being attacked. So she gathered up some of her friends.
Oh, no.
And I guess it was four of them, and they knocked on the bedroom door and asked to be let into the room, and then they ran up in the room and proceeded to beat up on the 34-year-old woman's 25-year-old male companion. They assumed that he was assaulting her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were just having sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And the girl and her friends were charged with assault and carrying a deadly weapon.
What were they carrying?
A baseball bat.
Oh, shit.
And I guess the only adult who was accused of the attack, Dalian Langdu, who was 19, was charged with third-degree assault and conspiracy to commit assault. And the other two 17-year-old boys were arraigned in the case. And
who filed charges?
I'm going to guess the 25-year-old man who got his ass whooped. He probably didn't find it amusing that they were whooping on his ass and beating him with a bat.
I guess not.
Although, the part that I have a problem with this story is, one, a 34-year-old is living with a 16-year-old. I don't get that, especially if they're not relatives.
Did they say they weren't relatives?
They weren't relatives.
Okay.
They were roommates or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Two, if you bust in on somebody and they're having sex, normal folks, oh, my bad, and shut the door. Normal folks, you would think, would do that.
Right.
Well, this wasn't normal folk. They jumped in, they see two naked people, and they beat on them. Now, I'm wondering if they were high.
What city was this in?
This was in Winterbury in city.
State.
This.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Waterbury, Benham, Superior Court. Oh, Torrington, Connecticut.
In Connecticut.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
So, I'm going to say that I'm probably never going to have sex in Connecticut just because.
Lock your door.
Yeah, lock the door. Well, I don't want them to, like,
break down the
be waiting on me when I come out either.
Oh, okay.
So, no sex in Connecticut.
No sex in Connecticut.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, on that note, send in your topics to smoothedrama@smoothedrama.com. You can tune in to us every Tuesday and Thursday night at
9 p.m.
And you can also call in at
646-929-2037.
On that note, we'll wish you all a good night. See you on Thursday night. Tune in again, 9 o'clock Thursday Pacific time. And we...
Pacific time.
Thank you for tuning in.
And yes, this is live.
So,
Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba. So thank you for tuning in, and we bid you good night.
From Africa, this is Dick Hugger.
Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.